الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله in Surah An-Nur, Allah سبحانه وتعالى described four criteria of those who are successful. Al-Faizun. Allah سبحانه وتعالى used two words for success in the Quran, falah and fawz. Muflihun wal faizun. Falah refers to success which is temporary, meaning that after that success there will be some more tests. So you pass one test, you are successful, no doubt about that, but then you go to the next test. But fawz is the success after the final test. After this test and you are successful, there is no other test. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, for all of us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described four criteria of those people who he called will be the faizun, the people who are permanently successful. The four criteria is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is in Surah An-Nur, ayah number 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. So four criteria. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is obedient to and obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So two criteria. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then two others, which is يَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي, to have khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have his taqwa. So four criteria. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily these are the people who are successful permanently. Now, as always, the emphasis and focus in Islam is on action. Now, ati ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes first, because as soon as a person enters Islam, then the first thing to do is to obey. Islam is the spirit of obedience. Islam means submission. Islam means to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the famous hadith, he said, your iman will not be complete until you submit and you subjugate and you make subservient your desires to the deen which I have brought. So to obey means, in many cases, alhamdulillah, obedience might involve doing something which we would ourselves like to do. So this is fine. But obedience, actual test of obedience, is to do that which goes against our grain, which goes against our nafs, which goes against our desires. I always say eating dark chocolate is not obedience. You like to eat it anyway. Alhamdulillah, it is halal. Allah has made it halal, so eat it. But to do something which goes against our own desire. I would like to do something, but I don't do it because Allah has prohibited. I would like to listen to music, for example. Allah has prohibited, so I say I won't listen to music. Even though Allah has, even though I would like to do it, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not do it. Allah has made the hijab fard. Ideally, I would not like to wear it, but alhamdulillah, this is the sign of the Muslimah, and therefore I wear it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered. So the issue is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people, for all normal men, to have a beard is what they would also like to do. But even if you are an abnormal man, an extraordinary man who doesn't like to have a beard, but you still have a beard because this is the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. The one who obeyed the Nabi has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obedience comes before everything else. Obedience comes even before khashyatullah, because even though it is true that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that we have to obey whether our heart has reached a stage of khashyat or not. Once we accept Islam, we obey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah, so we establish Salah. Whether we feel like praying, we don't feel like praying, we feel holy, we don't feel holy, it doesn't matter. You have to pray, so you pray. And then you make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this prayer into a matter which is gives us the khulubat, gives us the sweetness of Salah, gives us a connection with Him, He makes our Salah that about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Qurratul Ayn. This is the coolness of my eyes. But Salah may not be coolness of your eyes to start with. I mean, maybe you are doing it even, may Allah protect us, but maybe we are doing it even as a burden, as a job. It doesn't matter. Let not shaitan prevent us from doing Salah by telling us these things to say that, oh, what you see, if you do not have a connection with Allah, what is the point in praying? No. If we have to pray, we must make Salah, we must establish Salah, no matter what the condition of the Salah. It does not mean that we should leave it there. Definitely we work on it. We try to improve our khashiyat and so forth. But even if the khushu is not there, still we pray. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to improve the status of the Salah. So, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to keep ourselves away from, first and foremost point of obedience is to stay away from shirk, all forms of shirk. That is the number one point of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from shirk. Second thing is to establish Salah, which is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third one is to fulfill all the fara'id of Islam. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard, we fulfill this completely and totally. All the fara'id of Islam. If we don't know what is the fard, we must make sure that we know what is the fard. In this thing are very simple things. For example, we learn how to make proper wudu. We learn how to make proper ghusl. It's a strange but, you know, unfortunate fact of life that many people who have grown up, who are married, who have children, they do not know the fundamentals of ghusl. They do not know what is fard in ghusl. So, which means that their whole life is being led in impurity. There is no purity because they do not know how to make ghusl. Just going and standing under a shower doesn't clean you. Jumping into a pool doesn't clean you. Ghusl refers to the ritual purity that comes because of doing ghusl, because of bathing in a particular way, fulfilling what is fard in ghusl. It doesn't mean you are unclean as in there is dirt on your body. There is no dirt on your body. You have washed it. But that does not fulfill the job of ghusl. Right? So, just like going and standing in the rain doesn't give you wudu. Unless you make the niyat of wudu and you make wudu according to the way that Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. So, your salah is not valid because your ghusl is not valid. Your wudu is not valid. Therefore, your ibadat are not valid. Then how is the, where is the, when we are talking about fulfilling the fara'id of Islam and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not talking about some great sublime and fine point of law. We are talking about some very basic fundamental things. Because we don't learn, we don't know. And that's the reason why it is very, very important to learn these things. Even though it might seem like a small thing, there is no such thing as a small thing. It is a very important thing. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us many, many things which are very small. For example, how to make istinja, how to wash yourself after going to the toilet. The mushrikeen of Makkah used to make fun. They used to say, oh, your Nabi teaches you this. Well, who else should teach? And if you don't teach, how do you learn? What is there to laugh? It's a very important part of your tahara, because without tahara, there is no ibadah. And without tahara, all kinds of, wrong things happen in life. So, therefore, it is very, very important. So, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something, we are not talking about some finer points of law. We are talking about some very basic fundamental things. And this is the first point, and today, each day we'll do one point. We ask Allah to help us to learn the fundamentals of deen. It seems to be small. It's not small. It's a very fundamental, very important part of deen. To learn the fundamentals of our religion in such a way that we are able to practice it properly. And this refers to ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُوتِيَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ قال جل وعلا في كلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جل جلاله to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. Enable us to learn how to obey him, enable us to obey him and to be pleased with that obedience and to help us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.